I invite you to come into a position. Just shimmying yourself into whatever position is comfortable for you. Okay, generally speaking, if it's available to you to have both feet flat on the ground, this is great. And none of this stuff is rocket science, by the way. We simply try to come into a position where we're going to be able to maintain a stillness for longer. 15 minutes left? Beauty. Jen's given me the... So coming into a position, like I said, it's not massive rocket science, but it's simply being in a position where we can be comfortable. The longer that we can be in a position of stillness, the better quality or deeper that we'll go into a meditation state. So there is new research that people are very excited about that's talking about 20 minutes being all you need a day, not the old hour that they used to say. And with the parents that we're just finishing this research with, we're finding parents with youth with very challenging spectral disorders, we're finding they don't even get time to do 20 minutes a day. So we're saying if you can just do 3 minutes in the morning, 3 minutes in the afternoon, and then we talk about ways that they can incorporate meditation into their day, like when you walk up the stairs, turn that into a meditation. So we'll talk about that in a moment. So let's just make that transition. So at this point, if it is available to you, allowing the eyes to close. If not, please keep your eye on our interpreter. And if you are wearing glasses, feel free to remove them if that's comfortable for you. Sometimes we hold tension around the area of the glasses. You don't have to, but there's times that we hold tension in that area. So I invite you once again just to deepen the breath, making that gentle transition from the outer world of watching, interacting. So just turning this into an inward time. Deepening the breath allows us to do this. So if you deepen, just allowing the belly to fully let go and receive a nice full breath. Now this time I invite you to explore the sensations in the nostrils. You may notice one nostril or the other is receiving the breath more. I'm just experiencing the direct physical sensation of the air passing through the nostrils. It may be cool, it may be warm, it may be tingly. Simply just dropping into the physical sensations, breath moving through the body. We also invite people to soften the brow, soften the forehead, allow the eyeballs to rest in the sockets as they do this. Just softening the brow, allowing the jaws to let go. Even feeling your tongue in a state of letting go. And then moving back in this body scan practice, can you sense any tingling in the scalp or the head? Any sensation at all? If thoughts arise, which they will, just allowing them to pass on just as a cloud passes through the sky. Allowing the sensations now just to expand down into the neck, down into the shoulders, right shoulder, left shoulder. It's almost like a mental massage, just moving through the body with a spotlight on each body part with awareness. Just greeting the present moment exactly as we are. Perfect as we are in the present moment. May feel the chest rising, falling down into the torso. And just moving through body part by body part, greeting each part of the body with awareness, sense of compassion, and gently returning to the sensations each time a thought attempts to lead you elsewhere. It's a gentle discipline. Now experiencing the belly rising, falling. I invite you for the next couple of moments just to repeat so it quietly inside your mind's eye as you breathe in, simply saying in, feeling the belly expanding, and as you breathe out, connecting with gravity and letting go, just allow the word out. And breathing in, breathing out. See if you can hold that gentle focus in, out. Continuity of awareness. And you notice the very beginning of the in-breath, the end of the in-breath. Same thing, space in between the very pinpoint of the beginning of the out-breath and then the end of the out-breath. Not controlling it, simply observing it exactly as it is. Again, perfect as we are. In, out. Now invite you just aware of the buttocks, the sit bones, the body resting, fully supported by the chair. Down the legs and the feet. Invite you now to just transfer ever so gently that awareness of the breath, imagining now you can breathe in and out through the center of the heart. So an area right in the center of the heart, we call this a spiritual center or simply just the middle of the chest. Imagining you can breathe in and out almost as though there's nostrils here. Awakening, cultivating physical sensation in the heart, which there may be none right now, but we just have fun playing around with imagery to awaken the heart. And I invite you, this is the metta or the loving kindness practice those monks were doing. After years of practice, they have these wonderful positive endorphins released. So breathing in and out that center of the heart. Another way we can cultivate awakening in the heart is to imagine a light coming from the center of the heart, almost a flame, a soft candle flame emanating from the center of the heart. Or a bright, radiant sun illuminating bright light from the center of the heart. And with this, we repeat a couple of phrases. You can turn them into your own phrases, but ever so gently, just repeating, may I have ease of well-being. Feeling the sensations in the heart. May I have ease of well-being. May I be free from harm and suffering. Gently repeating those phrases with the breath, breathing in and out the center of the heart. Then I invite you to imagine someone who you feel a great deal of gratitude or love for. It could be a dear friend, a colleague, a teacher, a loved one, family member, somebody who you just light up and have sensations of love. When you think of this person, visualize them, imagine them before you. Now repeating those phrases for them. May you have ease of well-being. Feeling the heart expanding. May you be free from suffering. And then expanding this outward to everyone in the entire room right now. May you all have ease of well-being. Expanding that, feeling the actual light, this luminescent light from the center of the heart, maybe just a physical sensation, or you may have a visual, whatever you have, expanding out from the heart, repeating these phrases for all beings in the room. May you all have ease of well-being. Allowing ourselves to feel the boundaries of the body diffusing. So we just keep expanding. Expanding as broad as the sky. May you all have ease of well-being. Feeling yourself limitless, spacious, mind like sky, heart like sky, wide and expansive. If thoughts come through, they're simply clouds that pass through. Simply returning to the body, breathing itself now, deepening the breath for a few more moments, breathing in, out, allowing ourselves just to reconnect with that ocean tide, that sense of the breath moving in and out the body, nurturing ourselves, aware of the wonderful benefits of this practice. Breathing in, out. Full, complete field of awareness is focused on the breath in the body. In, out. And then when you're ready, very, very gently, I invite you just to hold command of the gaze. So before you come out of a meditation, it's recommended, instead of opening the eyes and going into that shocker of reconnecting with the world, just keep your eyes downcast initially. See if you can stay connected with the benefits you've just cultivated, the body, the heart, the mind. So I betcha, if we had Angie take our blood pressure now, our blood pressure would be a little bit lower than it was when we started. Just as we come out of it, aware, let's for one moment simply be aware of sound. Not identifying or labeling the sound, but simply allowing the sound to greet the ear. Vision too, so if sound is not available, please just use vision, shapes. We can allow sight, light, shadow, shape, movement. So we're simply receiving senses without labeling or identifying. And coming back to, if I had my bell, we normally traditionally end meditation with the bell. But so that's a whirlwind tour of the mindfulness practices.